Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm all on my own. In this regular video series, I round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, me?
It's the Full Force Weekly. I know I'm on my own today, guys. I'm sorry. No Pat for this particular episode. But you still have me, and we can still talk some stuff and discuss this, even though it's just me discussing it. Obviously, you guys can be my co-host today. So Pat is busy enjoying himself today on a jolly, I call it. He's been working super hard, and I felt like he needed a day off, and he wanted to do a toy show today. So I was like, you know what, dude, go do it, enjoy yourself, and you know, we'll do this again next week. It's no biggie. So thanks to everyone in the comments who have already been flying in. Hello, Mom, love you. Two hearts for me today. I like that. Although they were probably both for Pat, but he's not here, and everyone's just going to, like, the viewer figures just dropped off a hill, off a mountain cliff top or whatever. Anyway, got quite a few stories to get stuck into from this week. I know we did a pretty in-depth news burst live of the Super 7 news, but we will touch on that again, and we'll probably cover a few other little bits and bobs that I may have not really thought about at the time. But we won't be going into massive detail there, but there's lots of other stories that we can talk about and go into massive detail. Hello, Ben. Nice shout out from the crazy mind behind RoboSkull Mark II and Skeletron. Thank you, Ben, mate. I hope everyone's having a great day already. It's only 10 a.m. EST, but it could be any time where you're watching from. So I hope you're having a good time regardless. Right then, let's get into the first news story of the week then. And that is actually in Renegade Games Studios news.
It looks like Renegade Game Studios is expanding their partnership with Hasbro in order to utilize their brands for a number of new games. The press release explained that they are in negotiations to expand their licensing relationship with Hasbro to include best-selling games Axis and Allies, Diplomacy, Squad Leader, and Robo Rally. With this expansion, Renegade also hopes to produce new versions of the Hasbro-owned Risk game, themed around fan-favorite Hasbro brands G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Power Rangers. Obviously, the big one there is G.I. Joe. You can check out the full press release in the links below, but for now, let's discuss with myself.
Exactly. It's good that I do these in advance, but not so in advance that I can kind of at least be a little bit current and topical with the scenario. We got this news in the week at some point, and Renegade Game Studios are currently in negotiations. So the press release is currently in negotiations to expand their partnership with Hasbro. And that kind of effectively just means, you know, for us as G.I. Joe fans, the possibility of more G.I. Joe kind of related branded games. And obviously Risk is the main thing that popped up in the press release. Now with that, I'd probably have to add, like, I remember when G.I. Joe Monopoly came out. I think it was around, I want to say it was around Rise of Cobra time. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. When did that G.I. Joe Monopoly, it might have been way before then, actually. It might have been way before then. I just remember getting it. I think my auntie Jan got it for me for Christmas, actually. But I remember when it came out, and I just was like, I just laughed through it. It was awesome. Yeah, was it 2009? Oh, okay, cool. I was spot on then. Thank you, Matt. And I remember it being around that time because the movie was, you know, it was doing its promotional things, and that's what usually happens, isn't it? When something like that happens, when a big media event happens, you get all the licensees flying in and just, you know, utilizing the brand as much as they can. So I wouldn't be completely averse to a G.I. Joe Risk. I think that would be quite interesting. Obviously, it would just be a reskinned Risk, wouldn't it? I mean, we're not talking anything like crazy difficult here. But also kind of makes a lot of sense as well at the same time. So anyway, Renegade Game Studios expanding their relationship with Hasbro, and effectively that means a few more branded G.I. Joe bits and pieces. Who actually has played Risk? Because I remember having it as a kid. We had a Risk game set. I don't remember playing it once. I remember, like, I think I watched Mum and Dad play it with friends or something way back in the day, like when I was a little kid. But Mum will be able to, you know, let us know on that one. But I'm pretty sure there was a Risk game in the house for the longest time. And I just remember, like, playing with the pieces. I don't remember actually, like, because obviously I was a kid and, you know, like really, really young, like 20 something. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I remember it being a very kind of like, yeah, drawn out. It's not kid friendly, is it, Jeremy? Not at all. Risk is long, drawn out, not kid friendly. Absolutely. Matthew Matson says, oh yeah, love Risk. I love board games altogether. Brilliant. Oh, cool. I imagine most people are like, there's a lot of board game fans because it seems to be Hasbro's like biggest kind of thing, doesn't it? They seem to do so much like, good business out of their board games. I suppose it makes a lot of sense because it's family based. It's not just, you know, you're not just aiming at kids. You're aiming at like the entire family with games, aren't you? What Cobra Commander, the Monopoly guy, does sound fun. Yes, Jordan, the Monopoly game was actually kind of fun and had some like, yeah, G.I. Joe pieces in there and everything. It's yeah, it was worth getting. Again, I don't think I've played it. I have it. I don't think I've actually played the game. It's just one of those things, you know, you collect it. You could kind of hoard this stuff because it's got a G.I. Joe badge on it. Ben says, I was an only child, so I just stacked the wooden blocks. Nice. Yeah, I think I did the same thing, honestly. I really do think I did the same thing. Matt says it was kid-friendly to me. Such a nerd. Matt O'Brien says, Risk is like Monopoly. You start at 7 on Friday night, and by 2 a.m. Saturday, you wonder where all the time went, and you haven't even got halfway through the game. But that's so true. Ryan Meltzer, hello. The fact that Hasbro is one of the biggest game manufacturers around and is outsourcing games is so strange. Yeah, I think it's more like Renegade Game Studios want the license, don't they? They want to be able to get something out of this particular scenario. And Hasbro are happy to let other people, you know, rebrand their stuff or partner over certain things. It, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably a good business idea for Hasbro to do that and still retain, you know, strong license hold on it, if you know what I mean, strong brand hold on it, because their logo is going to be all over it as well. But I get what you mean, Ryan, like the fact that they actually produce these things anyway, it's kind of funny, and I agree with you on that. Mom says, got all the board games, Chris. No internet in those days. Very good point. We did have loads, didn't we? I just remember Risk being such a random one in there. But anyway, it was hilarious. Jeremy says, Hasbro manufactures Ouija boards. When do we get the G.I. Joe edition? It would be like that. This, as dark as it is, it would be things like contacting Quick Kick, Doc, not Sneak Peek, because he turned out to be, spoiler alert, alive. But all those, like, all those poor Joes, Crankcase, the Battle Force 2000, the majority of them anyway, they'll all be, you'd be kind of contacting them in the afterlife. But anyway, enough of that. That's Renegade Game Studios and Hasbro. Like I said, they have expand their partnership. I should make that clear. The press release did state in negotiations. So there's obviously a lot of things that still need to be kind of worked out here. It might be that they do expand their partnership, but it doesn't have anything to do in the end with G.I. Joe getting a kind of Risk reskin. But we shall see, and we shall obviously keep you guys updated on that. Okay. Well, and I should have also changed image because, you know, I did have another image didn't use it. But you know how, you know, well, there you go. I've used it now. Anyway, moving on to the next news story. And this one is actually a fun one for me because as much as I haven't played this game really like for ages, I played it when it first came out, when it first was a thing on mobile, I think. I remember playing it like a little bit and just kind of thinking it was kind of fun, but just not having the time to really invest in it. But I love what they're doing with the G.I. Joe related stuff. And it is obviously World of Tanks.
Just when you thought G.I. Joe was done in the world of tanks, they go and drop this absolute bombshell on us. A video was revealed yesterday morning highlighting new G.I. Joe related content for the 40th anniversary, including new commanders, tanks, and a set of fun decals. Not only are we getting another Baroness as a commander of the Crimson Attack Tank, but she comes in her Crimson getup that we have seen in the past in action figure form. You can't have Cobra without G.I. Joe, and joining the good guys is Covergirl in the Wolverine. Both vehicles and commanders look great, and you'll be able to take command of these awesome new tanks immediately, as they are all available until October the 24th in the premium shop. It's been a year since G.I. Joe debuted in World of Tanks, so it's great to see them still releasing content for fans of the brand.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, it was a year ago that we got the World of Tanks G.I. Joe kind of like crossover. And we had like, you know, a good couple of events where it was like, you know, a couple of months later, we'd have, you know, new commanders and new tanks and everything. And then it just seemed to dissipate and disappear for a little bit. And I just thought, you know, that's probably just because World of Tanks has run its course with the G.I. Joe thing. And thankfully, they haven't. And they've dropped another kind of special G.I. Joe 40th kind of scenario this year with Covergirl and Crimson Baroness in the Crimson Attack Tank and the Wolverine, of course, for Covergirl, which is kind of cool. And I have to say, I love what they've done with the Wolverine, but we'll get to all of those. Obviously, we'll go through all of the different segments of this particular special event. First off, you get the kind of customization elements, the kind of decals. And we have the Wolverine, this G.I. Joe star, and Yo-Jo, which you can like slap on your on your tanks. And of course, the Cobra ones, Cobra Cat, the Cobra Crimson Attack Tank, Cobra Enemy, and Cobra sticker as well, which is awesome. And the 40th anniversary decal, which is cute too. So cute little addition to their customization elements, but this is where it's at. Covergirl as a commander. I think, again, cool design, very much in keeping with her kind of vintage aesthetic a little bit there. And then also the fact that they have their own kind of design elements, and it's similar in the mobile game industry. I mean, if you look at what was the one recently, the Warships one, right? If you look at that, they use kind of classified designs, but they all still have that similar mobile game aesthetic. Do you know what I mean? And so Covergirl looks awesome. We also have the Baroness. Now, she's already been in this game, so this is effectively like a reskin of the Baroness, but in the Crimson getup, which is awesome. So I'm really, really kind of, happy to see both these characters involved. But the really cool aspects, though, are the tanks. So the Crimson Attack Tank looks awesome, looks really good. I love what they've done with it in all of its facets. And again, we've got some nice little images for this. Actually, loads of good comments coming in, guys. I will go back and answer all those in a second. Bear with me. But again, love what they've done with the Crimson Attack Tank. I want to say this is a redeco of the Mobat. On this as well as in real life. I didn't actually double check that because they might have used a different tank basis for it, but I imagine it's like effectively a reskin of the Mobat, which we've already had, I want to say, with Duke. Anyway, that's fun and it looks awesome, and I really can't get enough of what they've done with that. Looks fantastic. And that's the other thing about the game. The graphics looks insanely good. Even when they're doing these kind of things, they look beautiful. But I think they put a lot of money into these games because they're hugely popular. They generate a huge amount of money. World of Tanks seems to be really high up there because they have like, you know, they have like streams and all sorts of stuff. Like on a regular basis, they have, you know, constant events. And, you know, like a lot goes into this stuff. But anyway, really, really fun. The Wolverine, though, I love what they've done with the Wolverine. Kind of like especially with the kind of like the barrel sticking out the front as well. But again, looks dope. The hatch is covered obviously. it's ain't going fully into the G.I. Joe universe, is it? But I love that we've got kind of like an upgrade of this vehicle. And yeah, you're right, Jordan, really great graphic textures on this. And like when you see some of the close-ups of the vehicle, like, you know, like I love that one as well with the kind of J.J. Abrams lens flare going on. You know, like the kind of cans on the back, just really, really awesome. And the rope as well, like the classic, almost like very toyetic rope kind of on the side as well there, like the tow rope. Really fun. And like I said, yeah, some close-ups on it. You see some really nice detail on everything. It's really cool. So yeah, really into that. That is the Wolverine. Sorry, let me go back and talk about some of your comments because I missed a bunch. Sorry. Ryan Daly says, speaking of dead Joes, bring on Classified Cool Breeze. I'd be all over that, Ryan, all over that. Did I discuss that? I think I talked about Cool Breeze with Mark Seddon from Talking Joe when we did a number of months ago about what comic characters we'd like to see as action figures. And I think Cool Breeze would work not only in O-Ring, but also in Classified. I think Cool Breeze would be amazing. Quick Kick said something about fudgy bars. Yes, Jeremy. We're talking literally about the Dead Joe scenario right now, aren't we? What else we got going on? Grant Mounier says, wasn't there a G.I. Joe role-playing game released recently? Well, there was, yeah. Renegade Game Studios, the company I was discussing on the previous news segment, they've actually done multiple role-playing games and board games. Mission Critical should be coming soon as well, which just completed its Kickstarter campaign. So yeah, Renegade Game Studios do loads of G.I. Joe based stuff now, and I've got a bunch of different games. And as Matthew has actually said in the comments, thank you, Matthew, for also filling Grant in on that. Jeremy says, Wolverine is my favorite Joe tank. It's pretty dope, actually, Jeremy. It's kind of like it's like an unsung hero. It's very iconic as well. So I could see that being done at some point in like Classified. I could see it being reissued as a O-ring vehicle, because that'd be a good way to get Cover Girl. I could see this being done right as a G.I. Joe Transformers crossover. I don't know who they'd have transform. Because Hound, you'd want to be the vamp, wouldn't you? You'd want Hound to be the vamp, like, you know, because that's been like a tried and tested and a good kind of crossover. So let me know in the comments, who do you think would be a good Wolverine Transformer character for that one? Maybe RC. I know she's pink, but maybe someone like maybe one of the kind of female Transformers. I know that's you know what I'm talking about. But I think that'd be kind of cool to go along with Cover Girl. That'd be dope. Grant, the thing is, I haven't played this in years. Like when it first dropped, we're talking like it was probably out for ages then as well. It's probably just, I think it was a PC game. I can't remember the ins and outs, but I remember it being like not where it is right now, obviously. But yeah, I remember. So it was a long time since I've actually played this game. I'd love to. I'm kind of getting like the urge to want to be, I'm drawn back in a little bit, but yeah, we'll, I mean, the only way you can really find out is to kind of dip in and have a look yourself. Obviously I think if you want the G.I. Joe stuff, you might have to pay for it. In which case, obviously you don't necessarily have to have the G.I. Joe stuff. You could just start basically and just work your way through it. See how it goes. And if you are really into it, then obviously you can, start throwing money at it. David Allen says, I've been waiting for G.I. Joe games based on Hasbro, Axis and Allies. Not sure if that's going to happen, David, but we know obviously that Risk is in the process for G.I. Joe based stuff. The Renegade and Hasbro, Renegade are looking to do those particular games, but we don't know if the brands are going to come into those, but like Axis and Allies, Robo Rally and all of those different games. But we do know that Risk and G.I. Joe is a possible crossover there. But it would be cool, wouldn't it? It would be cool to have almost like a very old war style G.I. Joe game. Yeah. RKW says possible higher designs. Are you referring to Cover Girl and La Baroness? Because could be onto something there, honestly. I mean, this CoverGirl is very similar to the Classified one anyway. Not like the same. Obviously, she's got rolled up sleeves, hasn't she? And she's got brighter pants. But I mean, you're talking deco really more than detail. But in terms of the Baroness, I could see Haya doing I could see them doing a Baroness and then doing a red one and then doing a blue one and so on and so forth. Like everyone seems to want to do. David Allen says this World of Tanks thing is great. It's kind of fun, isn't it? I really like the look of it. I would, if I had the time, I'd probably be into this game in a big way. Matthew wants G.I. Joe Stratego. Yeah, or Stratego. Stratego. Sorry, I'm being an idiot. Yeah, that would be fun too. Diecast Nick, it does look like the toy in both aspects, obviously with the slight, you know, the Slugger edition. It's like if the Slugger and the Wolverine combined. But yeah, I think they look really good. Yes, Diecast. Yeah, they've done it so that the decals look like decals, which is kind of fun. Like almost like as if you had a real world massive decal sticker that you slapped on and you could still see like the, even though it's like the bit of it see-through, you can still see the edge of that. Yeah, definitely. Ben says, instead of retro carded, I love an O-ring line that follows the honor roll theme of the old trading cards, just the fallen characters. That'd be kind of fun, Ben. Yeah, like a Hall of Fame, but for the fallen. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I like that idea. Definitely would be a good idea as a set or like as some sort of, you know, that would have been a good joke on set, wouldn't it, back in the day? Like all of the Fallen Joes and Cobra operatives kind of like set would have been pretty interesting, I think. But yeah, like in terms of that now, retro carded, either O-ring or classified would be fun to do, kind of like the Fallen. That would be kind of interesting. KevJewel 100, I'd love a good Joe game, but it needs a good studio to produce. Are you talking about video game? Because they're putting a massive amount of money into a AAA video game at the moment, KevJewel. So yeah, like I would, probably still a ways off yet, but they've devoted an entire, you know, studio to it. So I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see, because they've poured a lot of money into this, and I think they're going to be looking to make bigger, bolder games going forward. And I think it's about time, really, honestly. David Allen says Ironhide for a possible Transformer character Wolverine crossover. Could be. It'd be difficult getting him to be red by the time he's transformed, but maybe he didn't have to. That's so far we've seen Bumblebee, you know, the yellow aspects. We've seen Megatron change into his classic color. So you'd expect them to do Ironhide in red as well when he transformed. So, but yeah, I think that'd be cool. B's Battlegrounds says, I believe it's on console now too. It is on console now too. 100% it is. So that might, again, like I said, if I had the time, I'd probably be all over that right now. Grant says, seeing the Classified cover girl made me wish she had two hair pieces, one blonde and one brunette, to give display options like Zorana. I didn't know it was you. Or Shipwreck. Yes, I kind of feel that would have been cool too. But I also just expect them to do a blonde cover girl at some point as well. Not even a repaint, but like a different hairstyle and everything. I could see them doing something like that, like as a deluxe or maybe with the Wolverine. You never know. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? A cover girl with blonde hair with the Wolverine would be dope. Anyway, Action J said, what's up, Chris? No, Pat. Looks like Naked HD will be popping up today. Lol. Absolutely. Expect that to happen. Ben says, an alternate timeline of Axis and Allies, like that World War II version miniseries of Transformers and G.I. Joe. Yes, Ben. Excuse me. That actually is kind of what I think where my head went when I was discussing it earlier. I think when David mentioned a possible Axis Allies G.I. Joe game, I was kind of thinking, yeah, I could see it like that kind of really dark. Was it Dreamwave that did that? It might. Can't remember. Or Dark. No. I think it was Dreamwave that did that crossover. Correct me if I is wrong. I usually am. Kev Jules says, if Joe was licensed out to a company like, let's say, Capcom, never going to happen, that would be the only way to get a high-level Joe title. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt in this particular game that they're developing. I'll wait until I see it. But if they can pull something out of the bag that is, you know, a bit like more depth, more quality, you know, really great kind of storyline aspect, and like, you know, multiple playable characters possibly, then I think I would be really excited about something like that. Like you say, they're probably never gonna do something with, like, you know, the big studios. But you never know. Like, you know, the fact that they're making their own studio, it sounds like they're kind of in a series, like they're seriously contemplating doing this on a bigger level. So, but I'm not going to say that they're anywhere near the kind of Capcom level, because they're not, Kevin. You're right on that completely. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until that game is out, because I want to see where they go with it, what they do with it, and is it going to be awesome? Because that's all I really want. I just want an awesome G.I. Joe game, you know. excuse me. Oh, Matt, that is genius. I want a Dr. Mindbender-inspired operation game, and it has a brainwave scanner. Oh, that is amazing. That is amazing. Oh, that is so good. I can see it now. Like, I can just visualize that game right now and how awesome it would be. Yeah, genius, Matt. Absolute genius. What games would you like to see, guys, in that vein related to G.I. Joe? Mousetrap, and have Mouse from the Retaliation movie. That's amazing. Mouse from the Retaliation movie on the board game Mousetrap. There you go. Let's see that happen, guys. Yeah, I bet that's the next one on their list, definitely. James says, oh, hi, James Smith. Best style game for G.I. Joe is Fortnite. Various skins, vehicles, and Hasbro could include flag points in with the figures for redeemable in-game items. It's so annoying that they haven't done flag points as redeemable things for anything G.I. Joe, isn't it? It kind of needs to happen. It does need to happen. Samuel Murdoch, did Hasbro announce something? What do you mean, Sam? Do you mean like just this second? What are you referring to? I'm going to need a little bit more information on that one, I'm afraid, because Hasbro announced stuff all the time. In fact, we've got a Hasbro story coming up later in the show as well. So might be that you're referring to. But yeah, give me a little bit more. Yeah, fill that one in for me a little bit. I should have pre-recorded me doing an impression of Pat and then had that on screen the whole time, and I just interact with it very badly for like an hour, and then it cuts out because we've gone on too long. What have we got going on? Hello, Paul. Okay. As cool as it would be to get a Wolverine for our classified cover girl, but can we just have her on top of a Marvel Legends Wolverine? On top. Yes, Robert H, that'd be hilarious. Yes. That's a very good point, actually. A lot of money into a game is great, but a high gamble. If it tanks, I like the pun, even though we're not talking about that particular tanks game. That's a high issue, but I want it to be like Last of Us quality. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that great, but I think it would be in that vein. Like, you can still expect decent quality storytelling. You could expect, because Brandon Jerwa has been attached to it. So I think it's going to, you know, it's got like a quality storyteller involved in it immediately. But then in terms of things like, you know, like the graphics, you could expect to be good because they'd be putting a lot of money into making sure that was really good. Probably the quality of the actual engine they're using, you know, to actually, like, you know, the mechanics of the game. Not necessarily that it's going to be perfect, but I think it's going to be a lot better than we've seen. And I think right now that would be enough for me to be like, right, yeah, let's get immersed in it. Let's get involved in it. Let's have like multiplayer online options. Let's do some big maps. Let's do things like that. Let's do a really solid campaign with a great storyline attached to it. Those kind of things are kind of what we need. And then as soon as we have something like that, then the development can improve and increase. But I agree with you, Kev, it is a high gamble. But if it's good enough that people are into it, then, you know, I think the gamble's worth it. But yeah, and they seem to think that it's worth it because they're putting a lot of money behind it. Dreamwave, yes, thank you very much. Talking Joe, I thought it was the G.I. Joe Transformers World War II crossover comic. Thank you. What are we saying? Okay, cool. Right. Sorry, loads of comments. Not going to get to all of them. You know what happens. So what I'm going to do is move on to the next story. We do actually have, again, like I said, we've got quite a lot to get through today. And excuse me. And next up, of course, we have the news that we did, like I said, we did an in-depth news burst on in the week, and that is in Super 7 news.
On Tuesday, we reported that a number of brand new Super 7 Reaction Wave 5 figure listings had been leaked via Sure Thing Toys. The individual listings included some very interesting choices with Tomax, Zaymot, Duke, Snake Eyes, Mutton Junkyard, two more troop builders, G.I. Joe MPs and Cobra Camo soldiers, and two standouts in Raven and a Cobra Commander repainted red laser figure. No more info or images have emerged since the leak, so we are back to speculating what we could see very soon.
Yes, well, I'm back to speculating what we could see very soon. But yeah, we, like I said, we've kind of gone through this already with the news burst. If you've already seen that, obviously this might be, you know, retreading previous information. But we can still have a little conversation about it and maybe do some different things. Oh, thank you, Jordan. It's new music for the weekly now. Since episode 101, we changed that, changed the theme and changed the music and everything. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. It took me a little while to create. I've made a lot of G.I. Joe bangers in my time, and I'm really like this one. It got some punch to it. But anyway, thank you, Jordan. Much appreciated. Right. David Allen, yes, I agree with you. Super 7 are killing me too. I can't keep up. I'm trying. It's a lot. It kills me just reporting on it because there's so much of it. I'm going to say, right, let's move on to, you know, the figures that we've been revealed. Now, Zaymot and Tomax, as I discussed on the news burst, two separate 1999 figures. So expect these two to be maybe in a set at some point, like an SDC, like an exclusive for SDCC or any of the cons or whatever it may be. I do expect them to do these two figures specifically together. Now, it could be that they come together in, you know, suits, or they come together with another, like other figures in a set, like a Crimson Guard, or you know, I don't know, maybe something from the cartoon that they're famous for, like a scene or an episode, which is more likely to happen based on what we've seen Super 7 do. But as Brian has said in our last interview that we did with him, you know, he's very much like, you know, we want to do things that people don't expect. And I think that to a degree, that is something that they're really successful on, because we expect them to do certain things, but not in the way that it comes out. Like, I don't think anyone expected the parody figures, the Fensler film parody figures, to come out. And then that was brilliant, right? Then we had, you know, that Pyramid of Darkness box set. I don't think everyone expected the Snakeling Disguise, Shipwreck, Snake Eyes, and Polly and Timber, etc. No one expected the robot, the voice recognition robot. I don't think anyone mentioned that ever in any of my conversations with them. And nobody expected it, that particular scene, and then, like, you know, the other kind of jetpack troopers to be thrown in there. Like, no one expected that. Was like, hey, we know you wanted this particular thing, but this is what you're getting in. And it's like, wow. So I think, you know, with these, I would also go to as far as to say we might even have the suit Zaymot and Tomax immediately. We might get them first rather than these kind of style cartoon ones. It's like, it's not like hugely likely, but you never know. Like, they like to kind of go left when everyone else is going right a little bit on it. RKW, mate, you, me, and most other people, we all do. It's like, it's the new NFT, isn't it? A pre-order. It's like, I've got to collect these amazing dio shots of figures now. That's all I do. And I'm actually a lot luckier than most, because, like I said, I've got that hookup from the UK. So they often do get things early. you know, not in a dodgy way. They just, that's the way the distribution's been going. So I'm very fortunate in that I have that connection and do get a lot of these, or you know, number of these figures early. But you know, most of the time, you know, it's only really been in the last couple of waves that's happened, because prior to that, I was schlub waiting for, you know, my Hasbro Pulse order to come in, seeing everybody have them. But you know, like I said, I'm in a better position than most, so I'm not going to complain, and I certainly won't complain. But I know a lot of people do have a lot of pre-orders, and it sucks. I think an ultimate version of this, like you say, David, is coming. Yes, but I think there's so much with the twins, because they were so synonymous with the comic and the cartoon. Mostly the cartoon, I would say, their most iconic appearances, because you know, you're going to have, well, obviously their first appearance in the comic is pretty iconic. The fact they come with the ferret, I could see Super 7 doing something like that, you know, like a little ferret vehicle. And then, like, you know, the fact that could be like O-ring kind of size. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could see that being done. The only issue is how they would sit on it, because, you know, you're talking like, I don't even know how they would sit. They just like fold the legs up and like be sitting on it like that. It'd be so weird. Anyway, that is Zaymont and Tomax. Then we also get another Snake Eyes. Obviously, that we're going to get Snake Eyes and Cobra Commander in most waves. We got Cobra Commander and Snake Eyes in the previous wave, didn't we? We had Cobra Commander with the cape from the first miniseries. A lot of people saying, why is it pink? It should be red. It's from the miniseries, specifically from that episode where he wears that pink cape. That is why. So we got that one very specific to that one scene. And we got Snake Eyes without the hat in his snakeling disguise, didn't we? So so this was my idea when it first popped into my head. I was thinking, I wonder if they're going to do Satin's Band. But would they do that as a set first, and then, or would they do it separately? So you had to build the band. I would personally think a set for Satin's Band would make more sense. Like, you know, the box could be the van. Do you know what I mean? And then you like open it out and you've got them all kind of like displayed in the van kind of thing. I think that'd be kind of cute. Or maybe the van was a slipcover and you slid that off, and inside was a different, even more like packaging design from maybe like a stage setup or something. I don't know. But something that I think that would be really, that would work as an exclusive set. The reason I put it in here, because I was running out of Snake Eyes options really like to do. But again, we have seen comic homage with Snake Eyes. So maybe there's something in that, maybe like a different version, maybe like in, you know, Ninja Force or version 4 or even version 3. So I think, because Pat's not here, I can bag on version 3, even though I really like that figure. But version 4 is my favorite still. That's never going to change. Sorry, guys. I kind of thought this one, maybe I just put it in here as visual representation. It's very likely not going to be this one, though, let's face it. But who knows? And I'm looking forward to seeing what we actually get with that particular Snake Eyes, honestly. So we also have Mutton Junkyard. I just assume it's going to be a reutilization of the Mutton Junk, the Mutt and Dog from the parody Fensler animation, the PSAs. So I think the I'm a Computer one. Stop on the downloading. I think it's going to be that Mutt and basically a repainted dog as Junkyard. But we could also see a completely new dog as well, because they like to do things like that too. Bees Battlegrounds says, speaking of Ninja Force, my NYCC Minimates arrived yesterday. Yeah, thank you. Thanks to James Smith, who sent me some direct from NYCC, you absolute legend. You're going to get a shout out later, and you'll see mine be when I post the shout outs at the end. Days of why didn't they do Snowjob? Well, they haven't stopped doing figures, David, yet. This isn't the last lot of figures, so expect a Snowjob in the future. They haven't got one in this wave, but I mean, you're right, they've done that They've done the Games Master drone, so he's going to be coming. But I would be very surprised if they didn't do that. Sorry, I missed a lot of comments. I apologize. We'll get to that one in a sec, RKW, the particular figure that I'm interested in, that is. Super 7 are killing... Oh, yeah, we've already done that one. Sorry, David. Grant says, do you feel Super 7 put out too many pre-orders, if that makes sense? I mean, they put out a lot of figures. I mean, even for me, like, if I was a completist on the line, I would be struggling, but I'm not. It's like a pick and choose kind of scenario. But I think if you are a completist on this line, it is absolutely an insanity. And like Brian, like, comes at it from a different perspective. He says, like, you don't have to have every single one. I mean, he clearly doesn't know what our compulsions are like, does he? But, you know, he is a collector himself. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm kind of in that situation now where I can pick and choose. Like, you know, I feel like I can do that and I don't have to get every single figure going. But when you've got like 9 variants, I remember there would have been a time when I'd be getting all of those and like trying to get them, you know, actively trying to get them if I couldn't find them. So, all they're doing is giving you a lot of choice at the end of the day, Grant. I mean, you, like I said, you can pick and choose if you want. If you are a completist, it's difficult, but, you know, you also don't have to be. So again, it's just that choice thing, isn't it? I think it's a lot of product though. I don't know if it's too much. It's too much for me, but I don't know if it's too much in general. Like, I don't, you know, is that even a thing? Do you know what I mean? Kev says, I really want their 7-inch, but I've gotten so much classified that I can't deal with the size difference. Price, not an issue. Oh, okay, cool. I think the Ultimates are beautiful figures. I had the opportunity to have a look at the comic bat one, the blue one. Absolutely gorgeous figure. I can't wait to see the other ones, honestly, in hand. I'm really excited for Flint. I cannot tell you how excited I am to see Flint in the Sunbow Flint, like, that's my hero right there. So yeah, Kev, I think difference in, you know, it's not like they're going to be mingling with your classified figures, is it? It's not like they kind of going to be co-opting that space. They're two very different aesthetics as well. That's a good shout, David. Super 7 definitely doing Crimson Guard Fred 7s with tons of variations. Oh, yeah, 100%. The Crimson Guards is surely on their way. and an Ultimate version, yeah, 100%. Okay. Sorry, loads of comments, guys. You know what it's like. It's hard to keep up. Robert H says, I'd Super 7 do V4 before V3, just it was in animation and V3 wasn't. Yeah, so you got the version 4 was obviously in the Deke cartoon during the kind of Ninja Force episodes and era, wasn't he, basically? So, and he was like that in the comics too for a little while, and then they switched his costume again for the Ninja Force one. But they got a few issues out of his version 4 for a while, didn't they? But I agree with you, Robert, that, I mean, again, the version 3 was prominent in the comics, though. So, again, I don't think it's... I think they're going to do animation over comics. That would be the way that it's going. But I would still probably say that version 3 isn't off the table. Yeah, Andrew Clark says, it's when they pick iterations of characters no one else is liable to get... that I get excited. That said, they go on clearance at Target a lot and then it's open season. They do. They go quick as well. Like, it's, they go, you know, they're $19.99 when they come out and then it's really short, like, time afterwards that it's just like, it's like down to like, I don't know, $10 or something. So yeah, I'm not saying that's the way to collect, you know, it's not the way to support the line, obviously, if you want to support it. But, you know, if you want the figures and it, but it's too much for you, how can you resist that? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird kind of scenario. Like, how could you resist that if you wanted that figure, but you couldn't afford it previously? Like, it's a no brainer. So it's, yeah, I wouldn't say it's the customer's fault on that side of things. Matt says, I know we are talking about Super 7, but when I see the depths they go to for some figures, it makes me really want some of these in classified at some point. Would love a 3-pack in classified of Cobra Doctors. Yeah, like, It's difficult with Classified because, obviously with Reaction, they bring out so many figures in a wave. Like, it's a ton of figures. Boom, there you go, loads of figures. And then on top of that, a ton of variant troop builders. And it's like, you're just flooded with, like, loads of figures per wave. I'm not even talking about the whole line. With Classified, obviously, they've increased it to 5 figures, but they have to really be careful what they're doing. They have to be very careful with the figures they're producing. And it could be, you know, like just generic kind of background characters. For the most part, Matt, I would say, like, obviously you want that. I know other people that want it too. But for the most part, a generic kind of no-named background character would be a difficult sell. Now, if it was like a 3-pack that had like Venom and 2 lab rats, that I could see them doing, you know, like creating a scenario where you've got an exclusive, you've got multiple figures, and one of those figures, it would drive the sales. Do you know what I mean? Like, and again, that sounds really corporate and a little bit like gross, but that's what you have. That's how you'd have to think about it. Otherwise, you'd put 3 figures out that would just, you know, like literally peg warm. So there's a weird balance to it, I think. But I think that is how I would get around something like that. Like, you know, because we've had lab rats in the past with the club. They were kind of like those kind of like lab coat wearing guys with the masks, full face mask gear on. So I think something like that would be kind of fun. But as long as it had like a driving, you know, character in it, I think that would be something they would definitely do. And it's more so me trying to stay within the practicality of reality there, of like, well, how would they view it, more than what would I want? Do you know what I mean? Because like, what I want isn't necessarily what the commercial populace wants. And sometimes I have to make that kind of decision of, well, let's look at it from a different point of view. And I think in that sense, 3 Classified figures, 2 lab rats and Dr. Venom would be freaking awesome, wouldn't it? I'd be so down for that. And you get like generic doctor types in there too. Anyway, I'll try and get to everyone's comments. It's getting difficult, but I've got to move through. Duke version 2, I don't know what that means, but I put Tiger Force down. Obviously, it just means Reactions Duke version 2. But this was one option because I spoke to Brian again in our chat that we had. I think both times I might have mentioned this. I think it was definitely in the second interview though. I asked if commercial animation was on the cards, and he effectively said yes. And that obviously means Tiger Force, who appeared in the comics, yes, but like I said, with their predilection for the cartoon, I'm not sure how likely it would be to get Tiger Force stuff. We haven't seen it yet, but that's not to say that we might see it with Duke. Also with that, it's probably more likely going to be Duke with that thing around his head, you know, the miniseries, is it the Revenge, where he's got where he gets captured and he's got he has to fight, or was it Master Vice? Can't remember which one it was now. Let me know in the comments. I've just completely brain farted on that. But effectively, yeah, the thing that he has in his head, that I could see there. Now the Raven Cobra patch is a brilliant option here, because I really love the thought of them doing Raven twice, once with the Cobra patch and once without a Cobra patch, because that's clearly what that means. And I didn't realize that until we were doing the news burst and someone mentioned it in the comments. I can't remember who it was. I apologize. Yeah, it was Master Vice. Thank you, guys. So Master Vice is what I was talking about with Duke, with the headgear on. I think that's probably what we're going to get. I just threw Tiger Force Duke in there as a visual aid, because that's what I want to see. Just clearing that up. Brain thing. Thank you, guys. Everyone's saying Master Vice. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And yeah, with Raven, I love the fact, and I think I said the name wrong of the episode like in the news burst. I said something along the lines of the enemy of mine enemy or something, but it's actually in the presence of mine enemies, isn't it, is the name of the episode that Raven is in. So yes, Man of Action, we definitely need the guy he was fighting as well. I forget the name of him. He's like that kind of big, huge Conan guy. And that's the funny thing. Like, I got his name and then completely forgot it afterwards. I'll try and multitask while I talk about this other thing with Raven. So yeah, the In the Presence of Mine Enemies episode where Slipstream goes like down and crashes with this Night Raven pilot called Raven, hilariously enough. And they have to kind of work together to, you know, like, again, to, you know, get out of the situation they're in. And I think having Raven as a figure with the patch and without the patch, obviously that's, you know, Super 7 being Super 7, but maybe we'll get some sort of like exclusive set of from that episode with Slipstream and maybe some other characters from that episode. But I think that would be really, really cool. And yeah, and I'm really excited to see Raven in the reaction line. Yeah, a lot of people saying that's probably going to be a set. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Duke with the headgear and the name of the guy I always forget. It's like very, it's very Conan-like, the name, isn't it? Like Borak or something like that. Let me find out. G.I. Joe, Mass Device, and I'll just put Conan. That usually works, doesn't it? Because he does look a little bit like Conan the Barbarian. Yeah, I can never ever find anything I need under like this kind of pressure. When I'm trying to do an episode and I'm trying to also look for something, just forget it, man. Absolutely forget it. Have we got a name here? Oh, someone put a name on here, please. Just someone let me know. Rama. Thank you, David Allen. Rama. That's what I was looking at, Ben, IMDb. I was just too slow, but thank you. Thank you, guys. Jimmy and David both said Rama. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And it also kind of kicks me on a little bit. So, yeah, I think that would be a set. Duke, Rama, and maybe the other woman that's in that particular setup, that, you know, prisoners of Cobra. I think that'd be really cool. And she could come with like the little kind of little strip that they put in there to kind of like separate the control. Yeah, awesome. Robert H, that's a good shout. Could be a melting synthoid Duke for all we know. Sorry, it's because you had Sizerzoid written on there. I'm sure just an accident, but I definitely, synthoid Duke is a good shout, is a very good shout. Could you imagine like half melted? That would look like, that would have to be a set, wouldn't it? You'd have to have like, because I know like they use melty synthesoid types in Shipwreck's like nightmare of an episode. So I think Shipwreck in a different get up with some melted, you know, and Mara and some melted, you know, that would be a cool set. But in terms of the actual synthoid conspiracy episode, they could also do that and then reutilize the synthoid melted kind of thing again, couldn't they? So there's a lot of, what do you call it? There's a lot of kind of legs in that. Definitely. Okay. That's Duke and Raven. We also have these two troop builders, and they're going to be lots of variants, as you can tell, because one of them is described as rifle brown and the other one's described as laser rifle V1 pink. So MPs for the G.I. Joe, I imagine for G.I. Joe, because they're the MPs I remember in the cartoon in a number of episodes as well. I think they're going to be like generic laws, basically, and then we'll get lore. Just like we've had Shipwreck based on the sailors, and we'll probably have Snowjob based on the Games Master drone. No, that's not true. What am I talking about? Snow Serpent based on the Games Master drone. In terms of Snowjob, that would be a different mold completely. I don't know why I was saying that before, David. I know I was talking to you about that, but yeah, that's two separate things. That Games Master drone is a Snow Serpent, 100%. But Snowjob, yeah, Snowjob will come, definitely. We'll get Snowjob at some point, 100%. Yeah, so MPs, I think, like I said, generic kind of law kind of looking, and then we'll get Law and Order later on. The Cobra Camo Soldier, the fact that it said laser rifle, and I just happened to find one of the Night Watch troopers with a laser rifle, was the only reason I used that image, honestly. Because my mind instantly went to the Night Watch, because they had that camouflage kind of Cobra Trooper vibe. It might not be something completely different, completely different. And again, I've been kind of watching a lot of the cartoon recently, seeing if I can see any kind of camo Cobra Troopers. I'm sure I've just not been paying attention fully, and I have seen them. But anyway, Yeah, Kev. Sorry, Kev. His tank are saying that, but we said it on Tuesday. Like we've already revealed this news. I don't know why it's so late in the day today. We've had a couple of people comment and say, "Oh, did you know they're doing Red Laser in the Super 7 Reaction line?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did a news burst on it on Tuesday, guys." And I'll be talking about it next. But anyway, the Cobra Camo Soldier. I don't know how it's going to look in like. Because I imagine it's something from the cartoon, but I have yet to find anything. But if I do, I will definitely post about it and say, oh, it could be this one. But I've got a little bit of, you know, I've got studying to do, basically. Okay, let's get to the one that everyone wants me to get to, because this is the one, isn't it? And that is Cobra Commander Red Laser, right? This was leak listing from Sure Thing Toys. It actually leaked, I think, a week prior to us doing that burst on Tuesday. Someone mentioned they'd known about this for a while. It had been out there, but no one had reported on it, apparently. So all of a sudden, it was like, okay, cool. Let's report on it. Because obviously, I'd try and get ahead of the game on this stuff. But I tend to be a little bit behind on Super 7, because there'll be certain groups and certain, little different factions I'm not following. Because it's like Super 7 specific, possibly. And then, you know, I'll miss this information. But Cobra Commander Red Laser. So we're going to get a repainted Cobra Commander again, but this time Red Laser, which is awesome. I don't know how could they change the packaging a little bit? Are they going to do something fun like that? Are they just going to do... I'd imagine they'll do the same Jason Edmiston Cobra Commander artwork, but in red, which is totally fine, because that artwork's gorgeous anyway. And I think it would look really cool for Red Laser. And so this is clearly, obviously, what's going to be happening. It's just going to be a red repainted Cobra Commander. But again, really excited for this. This was the one that I think when it came about, when I was looking at the listings, I'm like going, okay, cool, cool, cool. And then this one, I'm like, oh, wow, that's nuts. So really happy they're doing this. And again, they've had precedent for this stuff. They've done this so much already. They've done... the Fun School Blue Snake Eyes, they've done the Red Ninja, they've done Ninja Ku, or they'll be doing Ninja Ku very soon. So they have done like foreign repaints, and now we're getting Super 7 Reaction Palatoy repaint. The beauty part of this one is that it's going to go from being an O-ring figure originally, because it was an O-ring Cobra Commander that was repainted for the latter end of the... of the Palatoy Red Shadows kind of era. So we get that would be an O-ring figure, and now we're getting it 5 points. So we're going to get like a Red Laser that you can actually put in with your Palatoy 5-point articulated figures, which I kind of think is cute. I think that's kind of a cute little vibe. Usually we want to see it replicated or improved. In this case, we're going to see it kind of downgraded almost. But again, we know what the deal is with Reaction, and I think they're cute. And I think, you know, there's definitely a collector's market there. And I love some of these little homages they're doing. So this is definitely one I'll be trying to pick up 100%. Man of Action has asked, has there been any word anywhere about the new Joe figures or the updated October Guard figures coming out? Update. I don't think we're going to see October Guard at any point soon, based on what's happening in the world there, dude. So I think October Guard is off the is off the table a little bit. Maybe they'll change some things about it. Possibly they might change the name. They might change the. I don't know. They might change. I don't know. But I don't see October Guard being utilized for a while anyway. About new Joe figures, I mean, in what sense? Are we talking classified? Are we talking Reaction? Are we talking Ultimates? There's a lot of different... Let me know which ones you're specifically talking about, and I'll see if I can get an answer for you. Jimmy says, I love the Reaction line. I would love to see how they treat some of the later figures as well. Yeah, same, absolutely. I think we could possibly see, based on this, we could see a few others. We could see like Red Jackal, a Destro repaint. We could see Quarrel as a Scarlet repaint. We could see any of those, really. They might even do something like, you know, like utilize a Flint head sculpt and do a skip with the red beret. I could see them doing, obviously, a multitude of other kind of like gaucho and, you know, as gung ho and what's the word? Completely forgotten what I was saying. Stalker as Jammer, and then obviously Snake Eyes Stalker. So I could see those, you know, being moved around a little bit, definitely. Yeah, and I'm excited to see that. Robert H says Red Laser is one of my favorite, one of the Action Force repaints, but I'll wait for the Classified Action Force line that I still think will happen one day. Maybe they might, like I said, they've got the IP, they might do like the characters, but we'll see. Oh, Matt, thank you so much. Off to work now. Thanks for the great show, Chris. Have a wonderful day. Double effers, full force. Thank you, Matt, and thank you for your generosity, as you always do. You're an absolute star. That's true, actually, Man of Action. Yes, the October Guard were in the comic and they're all cybernetic in the IDW comic. I don't think they're going to be doing stuff based on that though, because obviously IDW is coming to a close. I know Hammer is continuing with the storyline going elsewhere, which, let's face it, is probably Skybound. We don't know that for sure, but that's what the talk on the street is. And when we do know, Larry is continuing that series, so it's possible that they could continue in the comics, but I'm pretty sure it's not something that's on the table at the moment as action figures for Hasbro, from what I can gather. So hopefully that clears up a little bit. Jim Smith says Red Star was Ukrainian. He was, actually, wasn't he, Jim? That would be kind of fun. As like but again, I don't think they're touching that with a 20-foot barge pole at the moment, and I can understand why. Anyway, I've got more to talk about, and I've gone on far too long. But anyway, Super 7, Reaction, and Red Blooming Laser come in. So excited for that. But let's move on to the last news story of the day, and that is in Pulse News.
Hasbro has revealed yet another 1027 fan stream for their Premium Pulse members on Thursday, October the 27th at 5 p.m. EST. This is the second show they've done in this vein and will be hosted by Steve Evans, aka Mr. Stevie18 on Twitter. Last year we had a number of reveals for the Classified series, including Ali Viper and Cobra Officer. Emily will also be appearing on the stream, so expect something Classified related, like some name drops or even a possible pre-order drop. Very exciting indeed.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. I kind of forgot about 1027 because they did it last year, didn't they? And actually, I think that, yeah, this is the second one they've done. And what's interesting is, like, I think Steve has done another. Did he do Pulse one year, like a special, like, premium edition type thing the year prior? I think he did, didn't he? Like, he did like a live thing when he was in a studio, and then the last year's one was him on like set going through the archives and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to see what kind of stuff that might be coming out of this, because not only do we have 1027, but then Emily flies out to London MCM Comic Con, and they're going to be doing a panel and presumably some sort of Classified talk there as well. So we could be getting like a double whammy in like a couple of days, which is pretty impressive. Now, Emily did post on Instagram. She said, "Just announced by Hasbro Pulse. I'm so honored to hang out with Mr. Steve18 and be your host for the second annual Pulse Premium 1027 event. Then off to the airport for MCM Comic Con in London. Make sure you're tuning in with us on October 27th at 5 p.m. Eastern. You never know who or what might show up." So that is interesting. Now, it could be news about, like I said, it's probably going to be name drops because that's a nice easy one for them to do. It could easily be an actual pre-order. It could be news on the Sky Striker. It could be news on any G.I. Joe related topic. But I do think G.I. Joe is going to get some love on this particular episode. They'll most likely, last year they had Tom Whalen on. They interviewed him and revealed the Ali Viper, which was really fun. Friend of the show, Tom Whalen, who is an absolutely awesome artist, and he did the Ali Viper artwork. And Cecil interviewed him, for the 1027, and they did the reveal with him on the show as well, which is great. So that's really awesome. And obviously last year we had the Cobra Officer pre-order that Emily revealed for us and then kind of took us through the figure as well as showing us the product shots and obviously dropped the pre-order too. So I think there's possibilities for some cool stuff here. Obviously, we know of a number of different characters and figures. They mentioned Lowlight and the Televiper around the same time that they revealed the sculpt renders for those figures that we have now seen in like full-on, figure form and pre-orders and so on and so forth. Actually, that's not true. They are in digital renders now, aren't they? Yeah. So those are now in digital render form. So it's possible that we could be seeing I don't know if we'll see the digital renders now as action figures. I think that's too soon. But, you know, like with Lowlight, Televiper, Scrap Iron is another one they've mentioned, Tunnel Rat. There's a lot of names that they've mentioned that could creep into either being a pre-order or could creep into, you know, the next phase of development. So I don't know, I'm just super excited about what it could be, what we could be seeing. And the fact that like Emily is on this as well as a host too, makes me think that G.I. Joe might have a good prominent feature. Now, on top of that, Emily then flies to MCM London and there's another panel where they're going to reveal some future classified stuff. Now, it could just be that we're going to regurgitate what's been said at 1027, or it could be even more information that they show off, more figures, more digital renders, more pre-orders, who knows? I don't think it'd be necessarily pre-orders, but I definitely think we're going to be seeing some news and some stuff coming out of MCM London that might be interesting. So we'll keep an eye on it. And Bees Battleground said, yeah, I'd imagine a digital render for someone announced last April. That's a very good point. And like when you go through the list, like I said, it was like Tunnel Rat, we've got Ripper, we've got, there's so many. Tunnel Rat, Ripper, Grunt, I mean, Range Vipers, Big Ben. It'd be really nice if they did some sort of Big Ben reveal at MCM London. I think that would be so much fun and so cute as well. And like, I don't know, perfect timing, really. Andrew, you've got to go. No worries, mate. Thank you for jumping on. Really appreciate it. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it is. That is annoying, actually, Photo VIP. Yeah, the premium members get a chance to see the pre-orders sell out first. Now, obviously, like, I think the thing is with the premium thing is, I think it, like, the amount that I order from Pulse makes it just, it makes sense for me to be a premium member because all that shipping is just covered and then some over the year. Do you know what I mean? Like, so for me, it makes a lot of sense. For others who don't tend to order from Pulse that often, it might not be worth getting involved with. But like I said, if you do, then it's a no-brainer. And then obviously you get other perks like, you know, that kind of early access to things and stuff like that. But if you kind of work it out and you kind of go, I'm not going to order that much from Pulse, it's not worth it, then you do end up missing out on a lot of stuff, including pre-orders, which seems to be, I used to think that they would hold some back so that they could have more stock for the hour later. But that just doesn't seem to be the case anymore. And I think for a while, they have definitely underestimated the popularity. And then, you know, you get that kind of issue. Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of problem. And even when they've rectified that with more numbers of product, they still sell out before you get like a few seconds of like non-premium and boom. But again, like, you know, if you think like you've got to kind of weigh it up for yourself as an individual. Does it make sense for you to do that? Can you get the product elsewhere? All that kind of stuff. And usually the answer is yes, you can. You can get the product elsewhere. Some stuff might sell out, but I'll still be able to get an opportunity to get it at another point. The problem is when they're constantly doing premium first with everything, you do kind of miss out on some things. Like I said, I've in the past not even bothered pre-ordering at all and got the figures because I just know that at some point they're going to be available somewhere, like someone's going to have them for the most part, I have had, you know, a lot of help with people getting me stuff, but at the same time, I've seen it then. Like, you know, I've been able to kind of go, oh, I could have bought that myself. So yeah, I agree though. It's one of those things where you just have to kind of weigh it up as an individual. Does it make sense for me to do this? Does it not make sense for me to do this? And if it's one of those things where you're getting screwed every single time and you're not getting the figures that you need, it might be worth doing. But if you get in there and you start getting the figures that you want, you're ordering more, and the $50 eventually pays kind of for itself very comfortably. But again, it's probably difficult making that decision, because there's an element of risk to that, because you don't know what's coming in the future. You don't know if you're going to be wanting to buy this stuff. So I get that. I get that kind of that viewpoint. It's a difficult decision, but it is a decision that we all have to make individually. Ryan says scrap iron, snow job, grunt, etc. Yep. Again, some good shouts on that one. Oh, that's a good shout, Grant. Yeah, Tiger Force and Python Patrol. Yeah, because like we were expecting that for Target's full geek out, which was an absolute psych out, and not the Tiger Force psych out. It was just an absolute kind of, that fell really flat for me. It was such a shame as well, because I was really excited and expecting them to do some sort of, do you know what? I've got a feeling that the plans may have changed based on the fact that people just keep getting Outback pushed back. Do you know what I mean? Like Outback and the Python figures. Like I know like people recently have had like three in about a week, three order, not cancellations, but like, you know, verify or confirm the delay for like another couple of days. It's like, just get the product out. What is going on? Like, that's crazy to me that people still don't have Outback in hand. Absolutely crazy. So maybe that is why we didn't see anything at full geek out. That's my idea anyway on that one. Dan Cleansmith says Grunt. And yeah, Grunt would be a good one to see, 100%. Okay, and that's another good point as well, Matt. Yeah, cancelling your pre-orders as well from Pulse, because they are the last to get them. That's another good point. It's like almost like a backup option, isn't it, for the most part? So I get that too, and that's what you weigh up. That's what you're weighing up. Like, you don't have to go in for it, but if you feel like you're getting screwed out of things, then it might be worth getting involved in it. But again, like you say, if you're cancelling most of the orders, and you look at those pre-orders and you look at like how much shipping probably would have been, it doesn't make sense, you know. But yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, same RKW, absolutely the same. Got my figures well early from the UK. It's just crazy that Target are not shipping them. I don't understand it. I just assume that at the moment, like, delays in shipping also counts domestically in distribution. Like, for whatever reason, certain things have to be prioritized. It might be the fact that, you know, like Marvel and Star Wars and so on, maybe they take a little bit more because they're like, you know, have to be in line with certain media, where G.I. Joe doesn't have to be in line with certain media, but you'd kind of expect them to at least get them out like in decent time. I don't know. It's just a mess at the moment. But anyway, yeah, that is that. That's so 10/27 is going to be happening on October 27th at 5 p.m. EST. Just had to double check that. I'll be keeping a close eye on it. We'll be reporting on it sooner, you know, as soon as we can, probably. And then obviously we've got MCM London Comic Con to kind of keep an eye out too. So excited for whatever it may be. Right then. That's pretty much it for today, guys. I'm going to move into, obviously, a little chat from our sponsor, aka Hoarder, and then we'll move into shout-outs.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner/developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Indeed, get to hoarding, everybody. Right, got another question that popped through. RKW said, when is the HasLab tactician color vote? Hashtag purple. Good question. I don't know why you think I would know, but I do not have a clue. I have been expecting that for the last however many months it's been since the HasLab finished. I was expecting it inside the first week of it finishing, and it didn't. So I would suggest that, just call Lenny now. Just message him. Hey, Lenny, when is it? I would expect soon. And maybe over 1027, maybe over MCM London Comic Con, and maybe after that, maybe once that's kind of done and dusted, they'll come back from that and they'll be like, right, here, let's do the vote. I imagine it's got to be soon, hasn't it? I mean, how they need need a decent amount of time to actually get this done. So I would suggest soon, but I have no idea when, RKW. I'm sorry on that one. Okay, right then. So shout outs. First shout out is for my missing partner in crime, Pat, who, like I said, had the day off today to enjoy himself rather than be tied to my dictatorship of the full force. But anyway, I'm also shouting Phil out as well, because obviously he always shouts Phil out for articulated points. Great YouTube channel, guys. Go check him out. And so much fun. Like the stuff they talk about, so interesting. The history behind a lot of the, you know, the toys, a lot of G.I. Joe stuff in there, but then a lot of other cool stuff in there as well. So go check them out. They're brilliant. Slacker indeed, says RKW. Anyway, shout out to Pat and Phil for articulated points. And obviously, especially to Pat, who is AWOL today. Also to the fam, to my wonderful folks and all the fam in the UK. And thanks for watching still and still commenting, Mom. I appreciate it. And to all the fam in the US as well. Big shout out to everybody. And can't wait to see everyone soon, actually, because we're going to be doing Assembly Required, and we're going to be driving out to the US fam to see everybody. So can't wait to see everybody. Lots of love to the whole fam, and obviously to Kate and Phoebes, who are obviously with me at the moment. Awesome. That's to the fam. To Brian Sauer for all the awesome graphics, and of course, to give a heads up, also connected, of course, to Assembly Required. And we got a really fun little reveal today. Actually, yesterday, like 14 hours ago, McLeod, the Gear Kit exclusive, which is going to be in the Gear Kits. You're going to, I just want to double check that's the correct, the 6-inch scale backdrop, which is awesome, from the comic, obviously, if you recognize it, and to celebrate the 40th anniversary. It's really cool, actually. The last 6-inch backdrop I'm actually utilizing from last year's Gear Kit is the kind of Arashikagi dojo kind of thing, and that's got all my ninja guys in there. So really excited to get this one as well and have Cobra Commander using it for target practice. Full fromage cheese bags, amazing Talking Joe. So this is really fun. And also one thing I do have to mention is that all of the Gear Kits end on Monday, October 17th. So you have until then to secure your pre-order for the Gear Kit for Assembly Required 2022. Like I said, pre-orders close Monday, October 17th. So this is the last weekend, basically, to get involved with that. Okay. I really love that as an exclusive as well. And there's loads more in the Gear Kits. They're incredible. You're going to love it. Next up, massive shout to Dan Klingensmith Jr. for successfully funding his volumes 9 and 10 for Creating G.I. Joe, books. They're amazing. So wanted, obviously, to just shout him out and say congratulations, bud. Kind of smashed it in the end. It was like 44,487 dollars of the $36,000 goal. Brilliant work there. Really happy that that's funded and then some. So well done. I can't tell you what's in all of it, Matt, but because it's obviously a little bit of a surprise, but maybe there might be an unboxing before the show, so you never know. Massive shout out to James Smith for sending the wonderful little mini Mates Ninja Force set. It was actually like when you mentioned it to me, said that you'd be able to pick this one up for me, I instantly thought, well, that's going to be a present for Kate, because she's a massive fan of the Ninja Force G.I. Joe stuff, and especially Scarlet. She's done a Ninja Force Scarlet cosplay as well. So obviously she was really, really excited to get this one. So thank you, James. I know you facilitated that one. So thank you very much, buddy. Really appreciate that. You're an absolute star. And also, massive shout out to Word Burglar for sending the T-shirt for his and the CD for his new Bergonomic release. Obviously, that was a crowdfunding campaign, which I jumped in on for the vinyl, and really excited to get a nice signed CD as well from the man himself. Love working with Word Burglar. And obviously, if you check out that album on track, on the last track, ending conclusion, track 15, you'll see my production credit on there as well, because I produced that track. Very excited again to be involved in another awesome Word Burglar piece of work. And just to say as well, we've got more coming and more stuff that might be a little closely related to what we all like to talk about here. So very excited, very, very excited. Okay, then. One more thing. I did an unboxing in the week for the Viper 3 pack. If you want to check that out, link is in, well, you'll find it on our channel. I don't think the link is in the description. It might be, but if it's not, then obviously you can find it on the channel. It's the previous couple of videos ago. Really fun and exciting to open those and have a chat with you guys on there too. So you haven't seen that, you want to see a little bit, you know, closer look at those figures and me just fumbling around with stuff and being generally crap at unboxing things, then yeah, you'll enjoy that episode. But that is it. Thank you so much to everybody. Thank you for all of the great support from you guys, all of the awesome, all the comments that come flooding in, all of the great, all of that stuff. Really appreciate you so much, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. Sorry Pat couldn't be here. We'll be back together again next week, don't worry. And until then, well, you know what to do. First of all, you stay fresh, cheese bags. But after three, one, two, three, full force. See you later, guys.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.